in Parsha Vayera, end of the Parsha, for yesterday's Parsha, we find that after Avraham Avinu brought his son Yitzchak to Har HaMoriah to offer him as a sacrifice on Hashem's bidding, Hashem told him not to slaughter his child, rather to bring the ram as a korban. Instead, the merit of Avraham Avinu, who is willing to go to such a measure to follow the bidding of Hashem, stands for us and for our people throughout the generations. The Torah says that after Avraham experienced this, he said that he named the place Hashem Yireh, saying, Hayom Bar Hashem Yireh, from today it is clear that Hashem will appear on this mountain. Meaning that Hashem will rest his presence on the mountain upon which the Akedah occurred, which was the mountain on which the temple, the holy temple of Beit HaMikdash, was eventually built. Tosfos and Tainis quotes the Medrash Rabba here, which says that the current name of the city in which the Beit HaMikdash was built is Yerushalayim. Interestingly, throughout Tanakh, Yerushalayim is spelled without the second Yud. It's spelled as though to be read Yerushalayim. Why is the Yud left out? Tosfos explains, the Medrash explains, that the Yerushalayim is actually a combination of two names. We find that there was a king that greeted Avraham Avinu after his war with the kings, with the four kings. The king's name was Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, king of Sholem. Chazal tell us that Sholem was Yerushalayim. Originally, the name of the city was Sholem. Afterwards, when Avraham Avinu experienced the Akedah, he renamed the place of the Akedah Hashem Yireh. Yireh, put together with Sholem, makes Yerushalayim. And the city that we refer to is Yerushalayim, which is spelled Yerushalayim in the Tanakh. Perhaps the plural form, the Yud, Mem, the extra Yud that we pronounce, but which is now written, Yerushalayim, is to infer that this is a combination of two names. That's why it's written Yerushalayim, as though it's in the plural form, as though it's two different cities that are combined. The names Sholem and Yira actually reflect two different aspects. Sholem, which is the same as Shalom, or peace, represents Ava, knowing Hashem, knowing one's Creator, out of love, a love for one's Creator. The name Yireh implies the fear of one's Creator. It's a complementary characteristic, which the Mishnah Avot says a person must have both of these characteristics when serving his Maker. And these were combined in the place of the Avodah. Why was it that before Avraham Avinu, the city's name was Sholem? It was only known through the Ava of Hashem, a place to reach Avat Hashem, and not as a place to reach Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. Perhaps we can explain this with the Rashi and Melachim. Melachim Aleph, Perekes, King Solomon, offers his lengthy and beautiful prayer to Hashem upon erecting the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech requests that Hashem should answer the tefillos of those who pray at this place of worship. And he said, Hashem, if a Nachri comes to you and calls out to you, a stranger, a non-Jewish person, then you should answer him whatever he asks for. And Shlomo HaMelech says that if a Jew asks you for anything at the Beit HaMikdash, then you should answer him based on what the person deserves, according to his merit. Rashi explains the difference as follows. It says that a guy, a non-Jew, who prays at the Beit HaMikdash, if he is not answered, he is likely to say, why did I drag myself from my corner of the world all the way to this temple to pray? If I'm not answered, then the tefillos are no better over here than they are anywhere else in the world. I'm no closer to God here than anywhere else. And he will come to deny the fact that Hashem is the creator of the world and that his Beit HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech prayed that anything and nothing he asks for should be answered. A Jew, on the other hand, realizes that the place where one is closest to the Creator is in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And if he is not answered, he will recognize that it is because he did not merit to be answered that he wasn't answered. Therefore, Hashem should only answer him if he merits. If he does not merit, Hashem will not answer him. And the person will not come to deny Hashem's presence because of that. Perhaps similarly, before Avraham Avinu, people did not recognize Hashem, and if they had come to Yerushalayim and see that Yerushalayim is like every other city, that sometimes prayers are answered, sometimes they're not, then they would deny that this city was a place which was close to Hashem. Perhaps then it was for this reason that Hashem answered all the prayers of people who came to Yerushalayim, and therefore it was a place of shalom, of avas Hashem, where people only saw avas Hashem and did not see fear of Hashem. After Avraham Avinu taught the world to recognize their Creator, then people were able to realize, especially the descendants of Avraham Avinu, were able to realize that Hashem's presence is in Yerushalayim, and nevertheless, sometimes he will not answer their prayers. It became a place of yira, of trepidation, of fear, where a person realizes that even though he comes to pray, he will be examined, and his prayers will be answered based on his merit. We find that the Ramban, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, defines the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash as twofold. A, to make the mitzvah of the Torah to build a house for Hashem, meaning the temple. Why? Muchan, it should be prepared. Lios makrivim ba'akabonot, first of all, to sacrifice in it the sacrifices that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, to bring sacrifices on the Mizbeach, and also the chogegim elov shalosh pa'amim bashana, and also to celebrate to Hashem three times a year, meaning to come for Aliyah L'Regel, to come during the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, to make a pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, and celebrate the festival together with the rest of the Jewish nation in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the second purpose for building the Beit HaMikdash. These two purposes reflect the two characteristics of Ava and Yira. Sacrificing the Korbanos teaches a person Yira. As the Rishonim explain, the Korban provides atonement because when a person sees the Korban, the sacrifice, being slaughtered, he thinks to himself, I deserve myself to be punished in such a cruel manner because of my sins. Yet Hashem had mercy on me and did not. And this way, the Korbanos bring atonement. The idea of the whole idea of sacrificial service is a reflection of Yirat Hashem, the fear of Hashem. On the other hand, the aspect of coming to make a pilgrimage and celebrate the festivals in the Beit HaMikdash is obviously a reflection of Avas Hashem, of love for Hashem, and celebration, rejoicing, joy. These are the two aspects of Yerushalayim, the Yira and the Shalim. The Yira for the Makom HaMizbeach, the Korbanos, the Shalim for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, for the two Kruvim that are facing each other and showing the love of Hashem for His nation and the love, like the love of a Chosam for His Kala, as the Gemara says in Yuma. Pasuk Vav of Yecheskel says that in the future, when the third Beit Hamikdash will be built by the Ke'ula HaSida, when Mashiach comes, the name will be given, a new name will be given to the city. It says, "V'shema Yirmiyahu Hashem Shama." It will be called Hashem Shama. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents Rachamim and Chesed, the aspect of Avos Hashem. And the reason the name will be changed is perhaps it may be understood based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says, although in this world we see Hashem in two different lights, sometimes as bringing to us strict justice, sometimes as bringing to us and having mercy on us, we call Hashem, therefore, in the Shem Yudke Vavke, the name of Hashem is written Yudke Vavke, expressing Chesed and Rachamim, and yet the pronunciation is pronounced in a different way, Adnos, which is has an implication of Din, of strict justice. In the world to come, it will be entirely Rachamim, entirely Yudke Vavke. The Rachamim of Hashem will shine through and we won't see any strict justice. I explained this elsewhere. We have a discussion of this in the insights of Pesachim Daf 50. In this case, with regards to Yerushalayim, the change in name is obvious, that Lasid Lavo, in the future, in the time to come, the aspect of Yudke Vavke, the aspect of Hashem, of Rachamim, of mercy, and the love of Hashem, will be the defining factor of the Beis Hamikdash in the city, rather than the Yiras Hashem, and that's why the name will be changed to reflect that.